This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's one of the three of us, and because you're about to hear Victoria's voice, I guess you can guess who that person is who sounds like that. Oh. We just sent her back to bed. So the DJV experience will be without Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. So I wish Jennifer well. She'll be fine. She burns both ends of the candle in the middle and at the end. So she reminds me of me. However, constitutionally, you got to have a strong constitution. He does, but after a while, it catches up to you. We'll send her with our best wishes and thoughts for having the voice come back ASAP. I now have my own Twitter handle, and that's about that.
He's a dangerous man.
Yes,
now.
I'm very dangerous now. Follow our show on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. And so what's mine? It's at Doug Steffen, right, isn't it?
At what? Doug Steffen, yes.
At Doug Steffen.
Oh. Are you writing that down?
I am, yeah, just in case I forget my name. And you can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. So let's talk about Donald Trump, just for the hay of it. I am so pleased that there are people who are seeing through and around and above all of this silly stuff. The fact that Time Magazine named Donald Trump Person of the Year yesterday, and he went on with Matt Lauer and typical Trump. He found the word divided to be snarky because the geniuses at Time Magazine, the cover reads, Donald Trump, President of the Divided States of America. What kind of jerkleburger shot is that?
I don't think it's a shot at him.
No, I do. I don't think. I think it's a shot that's unnecessary. Okay, he's Person of the Year. End of story. If that's what they decided, he beat out Hillary. Let's see, who are the other people on this short list? Hillary, Mark Zuckerberg, Vladimir Putin. What I remember about this, Victoria, Time lets its readers vote on the most influential person before the editors make the decision. They've had 90 of these Person of the Years, and it becomes controversial. All it does, I mean, go back to Adolf Hitler and the Ayatollah and Stalin. Not once, but twice, was Person of the Year.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's not about popularity.
No. It's about someone who influences the thinking or the news or, you know, that sort of thing. Angela Merkel, I think, last year, wasn't she?
Yes.
She was the Person of the Year last year.
And Trump had a big problem with that, too, because I think he was on the short list last year, but I forget what he said, but he was not happy that she won last year.
Whatever. So there's that. But then there's the other side of this. And because, as you know, I'm loath to talk about politics and issues and stuff that that reflect a political bent. But I think what I am interested in as a human being and an American citizen is getting people together. And there has been lots of divisive talk before the election, since the election. What I find very interesting is the way bygones are becoming bygones, at least when it comes to the leaders. Maybe the people that follow these folks ought to pay attention to what, I'll use Obama and Trump as an example. They're talking on the phone every day now, And yesterday, I think Matt Lauer asked him as part of the conversation how things are going with President Obama. He says, quote, I've not gotten to know President Obama. I really like him.
It's too bad he didn't have that open mind.
Well, both
of them. I was going to say this back in the day, you know, when he said horrible things about our president.
Both, well, but the president said horrible things about him,
too. He did not. Not on
that
level.
Yes, he did.
He did not, Doug. There is no way.
We're not going to get into an argument. See, this is what happens when we get into...
I know, but he did not go to the level.
I don't agree. I think that they were both belligerent.
The whole birth certificate thing? Come on. Wow. Disgraceful.
Well, but under the circumstances, why doesn't... The thing... You just made my point. Why is it that the people who are followers or like either of these two people don't just see that they're getting along? They're letting it go, whatever. Certainly, Trump and the birther thing was an important part of what a relationship might be like. But now, the two of them, you know, they don't have much in common beyond the presidency when you look at it. They have said things about each other, and maybe one side was more... demonstrative than the other side, whatever it is, but the tone has been set, and this is my point, and I'm sorry to have gotten a little strained there, but my point is that we made the point, because you were sort of sticking up for Obama, and I'm not sticking up for Trump by any stretch of the imagination. I just think that the example that they are setting is a good one for the country. There, and you know, the fact that he talks nicely. Give the guy whatever kind of starch you want to for being unfit, some people say, or, you know, he's uniquely unqualified. You hear some of that stuff floating around. I think that there is so much that we haven't seen. Yep, we've seen a lot of stuff, heard a lot of stuff, read a lot of stuff. But I think there's a lot more here, obviously. It's like we really didn't know who Obama was when he became president. We didn't know who Bush was, really. You thought you did, but then you see it play out in this theater, because that's really what it is. It's a stage, a huge stage, and they play their parts out as they will. They have telephone conversations, and they're going to meet with each other again. There seems to be a smoothness of what's going on between, and I, the only reason that I bring it up is because, and I don't mean you be quiet, so I didn't mean to shut you down. I'm just saying that I would like it from my perspective. There's so much anger in the world. There's so much hate. There's so much vitriol. And is Trump responsible from his point of view for saying things that people can and have gone out of their way to make it difficult for others, using Trump as an example? Look, this is what he said, and, you know, that's true about whatever. So is it the club of the presidency? Is it the fact that they're both decent guys? And, you know, I have never, I've been pretty, I was the same way about Bush. This is not about the people. I think Bush would have been a great guy to have a beer with.
And, well, a lot of people thought that, yeah.
Yeah, and Obama, probably a great guy to have a beer with under the circumstances. Maybe Trump is, too. I don't know. But that's not – we don't – the news media doesn't give us that freedom. So we have to figure it out on our own. And what I figured and what I would like to have as a priority is us looking at – I said this earlier, Victoria, and I'd be interested in your – and your comment, obviously, about this. I think Obama, when I sort of, yesterday afternoon, I was thinking about this, and I don't even know why. I was driving my truck to the farm, and it popped into my mind that the business with Dakota was something that perhaps, in Obama's mind, he wanted to see how far the peaceful protests could go and what good the peaceful protests could do. And so the government got involved after it got raw last week. But right before that, it had been a peaceful protest. Nobody got hurt. The message became clear. It went from a couple of hundred to a couple of thousand. I think the last number I saw was like about 7,500 people were up there protesting. And so is it Obama's message that peaceful protests work? Could that be? Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the guys think. All these people who are these talking BSers on these news programs, this is what he means by saying that. How the hell do you know what he means? You're not in his brain. But if you want to speculate on what maybe is meant by it, I think that you could speculate and maybe with some credibility, that this was an example of peaceful protesting at its best. And America is at its best, in my mind, when people who don't like what's going on make themselves heard. This was a perfect example of getting screwed around by the government and big business, and they decided, I've had enough, I'm not going to take it anymore. And so they went out and did what was necessary, and they changed it. Who knows what will stick in the end, but they got the thing stopped, and saner heads are looking at another way of doing this. So, anyway, that's...
I wish, though, when the police had gotten involved, it was peaceful on the side of the protesters, but it was not peaceful on the side of the private security and the, you know, the police with dogs attacking people. I mean, it was on the other
end
of that.
Well, that's what I say. That's what it changed.
Yeah, I really wish that, you know, that Obama had said something and had stepped forward and made a statement. I don't know the reason for that. Like you said, it might have been because he wanted to let it play out with the protesting. I don't know the reason. Maybe there's some sort of a deal going. There's always a deal behind something, behind everything. So
these
I don't know what the.
Yeah, right.
We don't know what was happening, and I don't know why the government stayed silent. Bernie Sanders certainly was not, and you know, and it was nice to see that there was some leadership stepping forward with a really strong voice. You know, I wasn't a huge Sanders fan, but I'm really happy post election with a lot of the things that he's done. I've paid more attention to him now than I did before the election.
It's not just bluster, though. I mean, he said he would go to Obama for his counsel, and he is. When I look at Barack Obama, I look at George Bush or any Bill Clinton, look at them the first day they became the president, and then look at a picture the last day they are president. And you see what it does. It eats you up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're always on. So the aging process, you know, how it will impact Trump, who knows?
It affects all of them. None of them. I mean, Obama was like one of the youngest presidents ever. And,
but
it's, and that's the thing, you know, the age thing, it is a real factor that has to be considered. And that's what's so confusing to me about Joe Biden recently saying, you know, dropping hints to reporters this week that he's going to run in 2020.
Yeah.
How old is Joe Biden? Isn't he older
He's the same age as Trump,
right?
Maybe a little older, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he's in his early 70s, I think. That doesn't disqualify you from anything.
No, but...
How you take care of yourself. But it's time for new. You know, Trump shakes it up. He maybe is the person in the middle, if you will, of what we... I think I said 2 or 3 or 4 years ago when a friend of mine who's very sensitive said, the country is headed for a new kind of leadership that will shake up things. The status quo needs to be shaken up, and that's... Perhaps what this is, maybe there's more to come under the circumstances. But I am, for one, very pleased that the two of them are talking, civil, like each other, it would seem, and those who are underneath them might learn something, regardless of the past, because we're only in the now. It's now. It's not the past. Throw the past away. It's done. You can't do anything about it. You live in the now. And the now is that we all need to unite and fix a lot of the stuff. And I think the pipeline thing was a good thing to fix. 20 minutes past the hour.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's, select styles, offer valid 12/6 or 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Thank you. Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Soul, my mind, my body to celebrate this season with as much good fun stuff, and that includes the music. Most popular holiday songs. Billboard is the Bible of music these days. When I was a kid growing up on the radio, there were four or five different sheets, the Gavin sheet. Most, unless you're an old timer, you don't remember any of that stuff. But most people know what Billboard magazine is. And so now they're the only ones left, pretty much, that do this sort of thing. And they have assembled the top 10 songs that are according to different measurements. We've been going through the top 50, and that was, I think, downloaded songs, Victoria, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And now this is airplay. These are the songs they've taken. Billboard's gone around the country to all of the stations in the U.S. that play holiday music at this time of year, and they've come up with the songs that are being played most frequently. And so here we go with number 10. This is George Michael and Wham, 1986, Last Christmas. All right, you crank it up a little so we can enjoy it for a moment or two. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Michael. 25 after the hour. Now it's time for us to celebrate the music of Aretha Franklin. There's an all-star cast of singers gathering on the Carnegie Hall stage next March to celebrate the music of Aretha. Among the performers that have been announced to pay homage to the Queen of Soul are Melissa Etheridge, Kenny Loggins, Ann Wilson, Todd Rundgren, Taj Mahal, Sarah Dash, Rhiannon, Living Color, Alan Stone. Some of these people I know, some I do not know. Who's Betty LeVette? Do you know who she is?
Yes, I've seen Betty LeVette is an old timer. She's a Detroit R&B singer. She's phenomenal.
Is she a background singer?
No.
Really?
She's in her 70s. She is incredible. And the thing about this list is this is about Aretha Franklin. Why don't we know every name on this list?
Well, that's a question I'm asking myself.
Is there wrong with this?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who Sarah Dash is.
I don't know
who Glenn Hansard is.
I don't either.
Yeah. Betty LeVette.
Rhiannon Giddens? No idea. Yeah, Alan Stone? Don't know you, sir.
I'm thinking that we should ask you about a session musician because I'm thinking Betty LeVette was like Mavis Staples, who was a session singer before this family got together and put her out front. And you see what that netted her. She won the Presidential Medal of Freedom this year.
Yeah.
Contributions. It's mostly a cultural thing. But you're right. I'd like to know more about...
Glenn Hansard is an acoustic singer-songwriter that I've heard of. And Alan Stone, this is him right now. He's kind of an R&B singer, but kind of under the radar.
Yeah.
I've only
yeah.
seen him do, like, acoustic sets on YouTube. I haven't seen anything big by him. So,
I mean, Melissa Etheridge is the biggest name on this list.
Yeah. So here's my speculation.
Tribute of Aretha.
Kenny Loggins, he's a big name. Listen,
yeah, but it just seems...
In the 80s, yeah. But
Todd Rundgren.
It seems odd that they would pick those people. So whether they were trying to get, like, lesser-known names or people... Like, I can't imagine that people wouldn't want to perform for Aretha
Franklin.
I'm
going to speculate... that a lot of these people were background singers. That's how they get started, and then maybe they go on their own. But I'm betting that a lot of these people played a role in making Aretha Franklin hits as a background producer. I think there's some... Sarah Dash is a disco singer, but I'm betting most of these people came out of the backgrounds to the foreground. So that's cool. Anyway, keep in mind Aretha Franklin being supported on March 6th. 28 past the hour.
Be humble. Seriously. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I recently heard a guy laugh at a woman he was talking to because she cited a study that he didn't think had any merit at all. He laughed condescendingly and said, "You can't trust something just because it's a study." And then, and I can't make this stuff up, he went on to cite a study to support his argument. Again, I can't make this stuff up. He was so unaware that he was living out the very criticism he was pretty meanly giving to her that I had to just step back and think to myself, I want to find a way to turn this into an emotional management minute. So here it is. Be mindful about being condescending toward others, because you might just be living out the very things you're making fun of in them. For more on life, subscribe to my podcast, Tackling Life, with football legend Ray Lewis.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
With Victoria Kelly.
Okay.
Let's spread it out. Spread those E's out. Instead of two, we'll make it four. Keelan. At, let's see, how do we do this? DJB show at Jennifer. Well, Jennifer's sick today, so you don't have to send her anything on here. Victoria. You don't have to spell her last name.
Some get well messages.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, yeah. Get well. That's it. At Jennifer Horn, get well. How's that? Pretty good, huh? At Doug Steffen, get well.
That should be your first tweet.
Yes. All right. Well, you can bring me into that in a matter of moments. Let's get out of the country for a while. Let's talk about what's happening elsewhere in the world. The Pope yesterday declared in an interview that spreading fake news is a sin. I think it's interesting. He's on the fake news thing.
Is that in the Bible?
Is that a fake news story that he said that?
Well,
because it sounds like it.
I think you could probably Google it and see. That's how we find out. We'll see if that story exists in three or four other published places. And if it does, then it's not fake news. If it's only shown up in one place, then we've been had. I saw it in one place. But I like the Pope, and I like to spread good news, so I figure, okay, we'll spread the story around and see what happens. I'll leave it to the other people who are associated with me on this program to figure out whether it's right or wrong. He did go on to say that the fact that news media covers so many scandals and covers nasty things, even if they're true, it's a sin and hurtful to slander based on false information. So, to
he
whom does that apply?
To eating feces.
Yeah, I was going to say it to arousal by excrement.
Say that again.
Thing? I don't know what arousal by excrement
I don't know what
is.
You're talking about. Start from the beginning. You started with why I was talking. What did you say?
That's what Pope Francis has compared fake news to. Sin and also, what did you say? Eating
I didn't see that part of it. No.
Pope Francis compares fake news consumption to eating feces.
Oh.
And then Pope Francis compares fake news to arousal by excrement.
Really?
I think he took it a little far.
fake news. Now, I would have thought that was a fake story.
Exactly.
To see him associated with that sort of lingo. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, the fake news story. Former Senator Bob Dole, that's how he used to, Bob Dole, that was how he called himself. This is Bob Dole. Bob Dole.
He's one of those refers to himself in the third person kind of people?
Okay. Yep, but he always called Bob Dole. He ran for president, remember? He was a senator for a long time. Bob Dole.
Bob Dole says Bob Dole.
He's been an agent. He used, as former presidents and high-level politicians do, use their positions to influence things that are going on. In this case, he's paid a healthy sum every year by the government of Taiwan to work behind the scenes to keep the level of contact very high between Taiwan and America.
Is that true? He's on the payroll?
Yes. He's a lobbyist. Bob Dole's a lobbyist. High level.
For Taiwan?
I bet you. Well, governments, he is peddling his services to whoever wants to buy him. Mm. And in this case, Bob Dole contacted Donald Trump and said, why don't you give this guy a call? So he did, and that's why that became a big to-do this week.
Mm.
But let's see. Okay, Dole got $140,000 from May to October this year, from the government of Taiwan. All right?
He did what he was paid to do.
Right. Yeah.
He got Trump on the phone with whoever is in charge of Taiwan, so, that he's worth $140,000 or more, for sure.
Well, if he can bring peace in the valley, one way or the other. This is the sort of thing I was talking earlier, if you didn't hear me, about the club and how Trump and Obama are getting along so nicely now. This Obama, when he gets out, will do the same thing Bill Clinton did, George Bush, all of them, they trade. George Bush hasn't been so active. He didn't need the money. Bill Clinton did need the money. He was broke when he got out of the White House. I don't know that Obama's broke. I think he's been pretty good from what I can see of having, I don't know how a community organizer gets into this position. His wife is a lawyer. Maybe that's where the money came from. I don't know, and at this point, I'm not even sure I care. That's just the way it is. These people will all, high-level folks in government, they trade on the knowledge that they have of the system and the people that they know in the system. And they get paid handsomely, like Dole got $140,000 from the government of Taiwan to get that call, to make that call. So, we complain about Hillary Clinton and what she got for her speeches or other people, whatever, they're associated with government. There were a lot of people that used to raise their eyebrow because Newt Gingrich easily commanded $250,000 a speech when he was just getting out of being Speaker of the House. And
right, but see, I don't understand why people always make a big deal about that. If someone is willing to pay, if someone wants to pay Hillary $5 million to give a speech, who cares? Mm. If that's what, I mean, that's the thing that I never understand. People want to talk about,
same
keep
thing.
The government out of it or whatever.
Yeah,
well,
no,
that's capitalism. There's a demand for it. If Trump wants to go out and give a speech and they want to give him $10 million, well, he's obviously worth it if they're willing to pay for it.
What this is that same old horse that gets beaten to death. The same old, the rich and the poor, they're making money. I'm jealous. I should be making money. Why should you? You don't have the ability. Let's say you're a building inspector in Oakland and you're making $60,000 a year. Do you have stories that somebody wants to listen to that will pay you $50,000, $60,000, whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
To come, I used to be on the speaking tour. I haven't done it for a long time, and I'd get $2,500 to tell my story, maybe $4,500 to tell my story, and it was okay. It's you travel somewhere and they put you up in a hotel overnight, and I'm not saying I wouldn't do it again, but it was Limbaugh did it for a long time, made a lot more money doing it than I did, and so do a lot of other people who have things to say that people want to pay to hear. And so they get, have no idea how many conferences there are, how many situations that are looking for people to present that will attract an audience, will attract people to come conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Notoriously, that are like the Plumbers Convention. What are you going to have? What's going to go on at the Plumbers? Why would I go to the Plumbers Convention? Well, they're going to have a speech from, who would be a good one?
The guy who invented the plunger.
Yeah, Mr. Crapper. Thomas Crapper, the inventor of the toilet, is going to be our speaker, and we're going to pay him $10,000 to come. You can meet and have your picture taken with Thomas Crapper. How's that?
I guess it must have just been because it was the election and everyone wants to make a big deal about everything. But, I mean, how much Hillary was paid to give speeches would not have been news if it wasn't an election year.
What they did is try to tie it to Clinton Foundation and corruption, and she's using her influence. And all of those things are back to the stuff in the past. It's over. It's done with.
I mean, no one seems to care. People pay Mariah Carey $1 million to sing one song in Dubai. No one seems to care about that.
And Jennifer Lopez, the same thing. She went to a wedding.
All of them.
She was hired to go to a wedding and sing for 15, 20 minutes. She got $1 million for it.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera did 3 songs. She got $1 million.
Where do we sign up for that gig?
I know, right? Warm up those vocal chops.
I was going to say, let's practice singing. Me. All right, who's going to start, you or me?
That's all you, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, dear Victoria. Merry Christmas to you.
Why, thank you. Now, don't give it all away. We're trying to sell you.
How much? Call us now at 888-302-3684. How much will you pay me to come to your event to sing or talk? 888-302-DOUG at 43 past the hour.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing. Plus, it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America card, Cash Rewards credit card, because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glam are in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we have Biff Keelan here with the story of the president. I can't seem to get away from Donald Trump today. He's going to the Army-Navy football game. What's his stake? Did he was not in the Army or the Navy. So what's
no, his? But this is a presidential tradition.
Oh.
That all the presidents, I think starting with Teddy Roosevelt, was the first one to attend the Army-Navy game in 1901. So yeah. This is something that, 9 different presidents have gone, so he's going before things get crazy for him, I guess. So this Saturday.
You don't think they're crazy now?
Well,
you see that string of people going into Rahm Emanuel went to meet with Trump yesterday. I thought that was pretty interesting. There's
that
people
interesting.
Showing up that you would not expect to show up there, delivering a letter from some mayors about, I don't know, whatever the issue was. But
The mayors are trying to,
immigration,
the young kids,
let them stay. I think, you look around at, and this is not a sports story, but he's softening his position on immigration stuff, too. It just goes to show you what goes on beforehand is not what necessarily becomes reality after. So, let's see. George Bush went in 2001. Barack Obama went in 2011. Yeah, you're right. How do you decide which side you're going to sit on?
Well, that's actually a good question. And the presidential tradition is they sit one half on the Army side. At halftime, they switch to the Navy side. So he's going to be sitting on both sides. And actually, this is going to be a good game this year. It's the first time that both teams have a winning record. So it's actually, normally this is kind of no offense to Army, Navy, but this is kind of a boring game.
Yeah, but
so this year it's actually going to be good.
Security nightmare is this?
Well, wouldn't you think this is the most secure place to be? You're literally surrounded by Army and Navy.
Yeah, I just thought about that one. I just think about the crowd.
This is the safest game to go to.
I suppose. Yeah, maybe it is. FedEx Field outside of Washington is where they play the game.
That's going to be on CBS this Saturday.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's another circus to be attended one way or another. Get yourself inveigled into what's going on culturally with everybody, everything. Put your
I think you'll also get
there.
To do the coin toss, too. That's also a tradition. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you'll listen to some people cheering and some people booing. That'll just be what happens. 10 before the hour.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
It's now 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Tech Talk time is upon us, and the focus on fake news continues. But what you're really going to want to hear is the story of the end of the world, the end of the technology world as we know it. That information coming up right around the corner here.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire, I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
All right, so we start with a big story here, Victoria, the end of searches as we know them. That probably is the one, you know, you start with the headlines, then you go down. It's a trickle-down news economics. So what's the story with Google here?
This is, I love and also dislike this story. Yeah. I love it because it's very convenient and it's going to make my world easier. I dislike the story, and see, I did not use the H word. I dislike this story because this is showing everyone the level of laziness that we've gotten to. What the story is, Google, now we all use Google for searching.
Yep.
Google has now made it so much easier to search. You don't need to leave Twitter. If you're on Twitter, all you need to do is tweet at Google with an emoji, and it then will give you search results based on the emoji, and it will give you search results based on your location. So, for example, if you're on Twitter and you tweet at Google, and then you put a pizza slice emoji, it will automatically tweet back at you with all of the pizza places right around you.
Jeepers, girl, isn't that amazing?
Now, it's awesome, but it's also, at the same time, there is a part of me that's like, oh, man, we're really, really lazy now. We can't even do a Google search.
People are going to get weak. They're going to not be able to pick themselves up off the couch to walk to their bedroom to go to bed.
Yeah. Instead of Googling or even asking Siri, hey Siri, where's the closest Starbucks to me? Mm-hmm. That's too much effort now. All you do is tweet at Google with the little coffee cup, and it will give you all the coffee shops around you. It is amazing. It really is. And it's going to change the way people search online. And Twitter is actually, I think, second to Google in terms of search engines. People do a lot of searching just within Twitter. I do as well. So it makes sense that Google would partner with Twitter to do this, but it is a little bit apocalyptic.
I'm going to now go back to consulting my 55-year-old Encyclopedia Britannica.
Which would have no relevant information. Course, isn't that funny?
Right. All right. Facebook is looking for help. Speaking about help, the fake news situation. We're just talking about what the Pope said about fake news.
Like a fake story in itself.
It did. Yeah. So where do we go with fake news?
Well, Facebook is really trying hard to... Facebook was basically the problem. They were the major source of fake news and spreading it around. The algorithm would pick up stuff. It was a disaster. So what Facebook is now doing, you will start to see... They haven't made this official yet, but users are seeing this already. If you click on a headline, you'll then have a question that pops up, and it's a survey. And questions like, to what extent do you think this link's title uses misleading language? And so people are saying, well, I think this is legitimate, or I think this might be fake. And so they're reprogramming their algorithm, and they're gathering all this information. So this is they're also trying to prevent clickbait, which basically means it's a salacious title that forces people to click, and then it ends up being like an ad for something. So they're working on fake news and clickbait at the same time.
So when you're Googling or looking for the nearest coffee house, you'll be interested to know that Starbucks is going to add another 12,000 locations.
Right.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.